Today's show is brought to you by Panty Warehouse, the best place to get your panties in a bunch.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
We're sorry.
Today is National Customer Service Day.
All of our representatives are still assisting other customers.
Is this part of your customer service?
Customer service.
Please remain on the line.
We're all about customer service.
As we value your call.
Service the customer's needs.
Please transfer me to customer service.
And the customer is always right.
Happy National Customer Service Day.
And showtime.
Yeah, representative. Representative. Damn it, representative. Good Lord. How many times do you have to say representative before they'll actually put you with a real human being? Or they'll put you back at the queue. And then it'll just cut off. And then you have to redial and you have to do the whole damn thing over again. Anywho, hi there. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How do you get our feature channel and our live show on Alexa? Well, you enable the skill. You just simply say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will, and then every time you want to listen after that, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. If you get Alexa for your car,
hello!
That is, as Danny DeVito would say, the bee's knees. That is the tits. It is awesome. It is the peak of perfection if you get the Alexa for your car, and then you enable our skill, and then you just say, in your car, you say, Alexa, play Radio 434. And
hello!
She will. Yeah. You can find our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. The podcast is a repack of the live show that we do between, whatever time and 11-ish. And then we repack all those segments minus the music that you would hear on the live channel. And it's all in one nice packet. It's full length and anatomically correct. And you can find that on Alexa by simply saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will.
Hello!
You can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. Even go to our website, radio434.com. And pretty much everywhere you get your podcasts. And if that's not enough, you can even watch the show on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. And those videos stay up there forever and ever and ever. You can just scroll and scroll and scroll and watch all the videos at The Mike Show VA. If you haven't liked us, like us a long time. All right, coming up on today's program, we're going to get with the folks from Lynchburg Community Market. We're going to find out what's going on this weekend. Also, tonight and tomorrow, if you happen to find yourself down in Danville, at Ballad Brewing tonight, it is Emo Night Karaoke. But wait, if you want to catch Emo Night Karaoke and you're in the Lynchburg area, tomorrow it'll be at Three Roads in downtown, 1300 Court Street. So Emo Night Karaoke, what the heck is that? Well, it is a live band playing emo-ish and alternative songs from the 90s era, the 2000s era, and so on. You can go on. I'm going to link it up where you can go on and just check the set list because it's actually saying it's emo and it's strictly emo is not correct. I mean, most of the song choices we actually play here on Radio 434, and I don't consider it emo. But anyway, it's really, really cool. These guys, they toured nationally, and they're coming down from New York. And they're going to set up. It's a really, really rocking band. And you will be the front person of the band for your song. Song choices are first come, first serve. And it is a ticketed event, meaning you have to buy tickets to get in. Somewhere's around 7 o'clock, we're going to be letting folks know, hey, if you want to stick around for Emo Night Karaoke, you have to buy a ticket. Because if you don't have a ticket, you can't stay. So we're trying something new. So and most people understand it, right? Most people, if they go to concerts, they go to the Academy Center of the Arts, they go to the music hall, they understand they got to buy a ticket to get in, and they're very affordable. I'll link it up, and you can check it out for yourself if you want to go to Emo Night Karaoke in Lynchburg. That is tomorrow night. That's Saturday night, and we may even be speaking with John from Emo Night Karaoke a little bit later in the broadcast. All right. Also coming up, of course, we're going to get smart with 5 random facts. We're going to get even smarter-er with Nerd News. It's This Week in Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. And parents, do you have a favorite child? And how to tell if it's you? Okay. Now, not parents, but how you can tell if you are your parents' favorite child or were your parents' favorite child. We've got that plus our top list, top signs you're not your parents' favorite. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Now, an ordinary kid on taxes.
My mom asked, "What do you know about taxes?" I said, "Like the state with the Alamo?" She said, "No. Taxes. Where you work for money and the government then takes some." "That sounds totally sus." Mom said, "With taxes, if you clean your room for $5, you'll only get $3.50. Man, what could I buy with that? Half a fruit snack? Mom said the only way to get out all the taxes is to die or be a rich white guy. So, as of today, I identify as a rich white guy. Thank you."
This has been an ordinary kid on taxes.
All right, the Mike Show. Finally, Friday edition. So, a study analyzed data from over 19,000 participants and found that parents do treat their children differently, and the way they choose their favorites is more systematic than you might think. Interesting. Are you the favorite child? Here are 5 interesting takeaways. Both mothers and fathers tend to favor daughters. All right, let's emphasize this with sound. So that would rule me out, or at least of my family. parents favor children who demonstrate responsibility and organization in their daily lives, like completing homework on time and keeping their rooms clean. Are we giving a recipe for kids? Is this kind of a backhanded way for us to get our kids to do what we need them to do? Agreeable children are more likely to be favored. These are the kids who show cooperation and consideration in family life. Basically, those who make their parents' lives easier by helping to maintain a healthy family dynamic. Are you someone who makes planning family dinners and gatherings easier by helping to take care of loose ends? Or are you somebody who is always complicating things by bringing unexpected guests, not committing to the schedule, or making a lot of personal requests? You might not be the favored kid. Birth order matters, but not for favoritism. Parents tend to give older siblings more autonomy, like later curfews or more freedom to make decisions, but they are not more likely to favor older siblings just because they were first. And then, many aspects of parental favoritism are more subtle than you think. For example, in some cases, parents acknowledged treating one child more favorably, but those children themselves didn't report noticing any differences in treatment. Well, okay, but did their siblings notice any difference? I don't know. This comes to us from the American Psychological Association, and with that, that brings us to our top list, which comes to you from us. A study confirmed parents really do play favorites with their kids, but you probably already knew that since you can relate to so many things on today's list. It's our top list today. Top signs you are not your parents' favorite child. Here we go. Number one, they name you other. When they realize they forgot you at home for Christmas, they don't come back. Top signs you're not the favorite child. Your only role in the family photo is to take it. Top signs you're not your parents' favorite child. Every year you get the same birthday present, something your brother no longer plays with. It's our top list today. Top signs you're not your parents' favorite child. Why do I keep stumbling over that? Take two. Our top list today. Top signs you're not your parents' favorite child. All right, here we go. Their motto for you is, who needs a car seat when there's bubble wrap? Top signs you're not your parents' favorite child. Before you tell the mall Santa what you want, they whisper to him, don't fill her up with hope. Top signs you're not your parents' favorite child. You're the only member of the family they hit with the draw four card in Uno. Oh, my. No, that's just brutal. My kids are brutal at Uno. And Tab, and I said Tab, is brutal at Uno. That is like a fight to the death game in our house. Top signs, you're not your parents' favorite child. When you visit your dad at the White House, you always have to say, it's me, Tiffany. The Mike Show. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That is that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. A Southwest pilot was arrested just before takeoff at a Georgia airport for DUI. It's a big loss for Southwest because he could de-ice a plane's wings just by lighting his breath. J-Lo donated clothes to L.A. fire victims. Because if there's one thing people without food or shelter need right now, it's a sequined body thong. The FDA has banned the use of red dye number 3, which is fine by me, because red dye number 2 is definitely the best part of that trilogy. Yes, red dye number 3 has been banned. Still no word on what to do with Mambo number 5. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show, however. So happy you could join us on the program. All right, so today is Customer Service Day. I hate having to deal with any kind of customer service, especially if it is a utility. Oh, that just, I mean, it's just, yeah, pretty much. That's how I feel. So, did I say I hated dealing with these phone things and any kind of customer service, especially if it's an automated or if it's a utility? And anyway, here are a few tips, however, for making your next interaction with a customer service rep a good one. All right, let's do this. I'm ready. Yeah, provided that you get a rep. It's usually so automated, and they make it so that you actually can't get to a representative, and you keep screaming, representative, 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 into the damn phone, and they don't send you to anybody. Anyway, okay, resist the urge to DM. Okay, it can get lost in the shuffle. Calling or sending an email has a better chance of being seen and responded to. That's a good tip right there. Come prepared. I always do. Before sending an email or picking up the phone, have as much information lined up as possible, like an order number if you bought something online, your account number, all that kind of stuff. Have everything organized and ready to go so that you're not fumbling through papers or having to walk around the house and look for things. Try your best to stay calm, especially when it is a billing issue or your power is out because, of ice or something. Try and stay calm. Things can get heated on customer service calls when it doesn't go our way, but losing your cool just creates more stress for you and the person you're talking to, and it doesn't help you get to a resolution. And then with that, be nice. It's the most important thing on the list. If there's a secret code to getting someone to do something you want, it starts with just being kind. All right, there we go. Coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we're going to get smart with 5 random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half.
Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
"Wow."
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. There was a 19th century Greek Orthodox monk. How do you pronounce his name?
This is Mihailo Tolotos.
Mihailo Tolotos. Okay. So, he died without ever seeing a woman. In real life, at least. His mother died shortly after his birth, and he lived all 82 years of his life in the Mount Athos Monastery, where women were forbidden. He never left at all. Number two, the shortest war in history was with the UK versus Zanzibar on August 27, 1896. Zanzibar surrendered after 38 minutes. Number three, Steve Guttenberg beat out huge competition to be the star of Police Academy. Other actors who auditioned for the role included, get this, Bruce Willis, Michael Keaton, Tom Hanks, and Judge Reinhold. Wow. Number four, female cockroaches can reproduce on their own if no male cockroaches are around.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
And number five, mosquitoes are the deadliest animal on the planet. They kill nearly a million people per year by spreading malaria and other diseases. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random
facts.
Yep. It is the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition of the program. Coming up, let's see. Nope. Coming up. We are going to get really, really smart with nerd news. It's this week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. And that brings us Sarah from Lynchburg Community Market. Hi.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm great. Happy New Year. It's so good to see you. What is going on at Lynchburg Community Market these days?
Well, there's a whole lot going on. So not only do we have our internal market and gallery and permanent shops, but we still have our farmers each and every Saturday out to see everybody. We have a couple things in the works for the future, such as our Valentine's Day event. We're going to be having a craft and sip, and we'll be putting that on the social soon. So take a look out for that.
Okay. Everything business as usual. We got the farmers coming in tomorrow.
Of course, we have our farmers coming in tomorrow, and we have a couple new vendors as well. So be on the lookout inside to see if you spot anyone new.
Okay. And then the permanent shops and all that. You guys are open regular hours too throughout the week. What are those?
Yeah, Tuesday through Saturday. Doors open early at 7 a.m., but our station in the back opens at 9, and that's when you can buy stuff from around the gallery. Okay. Sometimes the different shops will have different hours, so it's always best to check with them.
Right.
But inside, in the back, we're open from 9 to 2, and we're ready to see you.
Okay. And then what time do the farmers get there tomorrow?
It depends. So sometimes the farmers will come as early as 7 to 8, but because of how cold it is, we'll probably tell people to expect them around 9.
Okay. Lynchburg Community Market, if you are new to the area or you haven't been there or haven't frequented, you need to get down there. You need to start your Saturday there. And even today, you can go there for lunch. They got plenty of restaurants, plenty of permanent shops to shop at, and you can even check out the Crafters Gallery. Is available. You can actually buy something and just take it over to the Lynchburg Community Market office and they'll ring you up.
Yeah, we have a lot of items available for sale right now. A lot of people, when they come in, they don't see someone at the stalls and they'll be like, oh, can I buy this? Yes, you can. You can just bring it to the back and we'll be able to ring you up.
All right. Check them out. Lynchburg Community Market is physically located on the corner of Main and 12th Street with plenty of free parking all around there. And they even have their own parking lots. Yes, two, which are not impacted by the construction on Main Street. You can still get into both parking lots. And Lynchburg Community Market is located on the interwebs where?
At LynchburgCommunityMarket.com, and you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
All right, Sarah, thank you so much for joining us each and every Friday. We look forward to having you give us an update on things that are going on at the market downtown.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It is The Mike Show coming up a little bit later on. We have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
On December 23rd, a fire next to the Free Clinic of Central Virginia's building caused significant damage to the clinic, leaving the entire building affected by smoke and fire damage. The building has been temporarily condemned as assessments are underway. Free Clinic is devastated to share that they will be closed for an extended period of time that is still to be determined. To patients, they are so sorry to cancel appointments, especially during the holiday season. Please know Free Clinic is working tirelessly on plans to continue serving you in other locations as soon as possible. Your care remains their top priority. To the community and volunteers, they need you now more than ever. Please donate to Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/donate for more information. Thank you for standing with us during this challenging time. Together, we will rebuild and continue serving our community.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Time once again for Nerd News. It's This Week in Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very, very afraid. All right. Covering the most important news for your brain, here's a quick rundown of this week in science.
Science!
In billionaire news, Jeff Bezos' company Blue Origin launched their new Glenn rocket for the first time yesterday. They're trying to re-land their boosters and use them again so they can take on SpaceX. They got their payload into orbit, but lost the booster. Aw. They still said they were thrilled with the results. That's what she said. Anyway, Elon Musk's SpaceX also had a rocket launch yesterday that ended with the opposite result. Opposite. They landed the booster just fine, but the Starship spacecraft exploded, and it was lost over the Caribbean. Or Caribbean. In moon news, China...
Hello.
Hi. ...wants to plant a flag on the moon next year and figured out how to make it flutter. Even with no wind, they engineered a special flag that flutters when it interacts with electromagnetic fields. Six American flags have been planted on the moon, but by now they've probably all been bleached white by the sun. China also has a flag up there already, but it's attached to a lander. It's not stuck in the ground. Let's see. Okay. In other moon news, the World Monuments Fund just listed the moon as a threatened cultural site. Huh? As we send more landers up and space tourism takes off, they want to start talking about how to preserve things like Neil Armstrong's boot print. SpaceX just sent up two more landers this week.
Really?
Interesting. That was kind of gross. Sinuses. In health news, speaking of which, a study found a glass of milk a day might protect against colon cancer. It's harder for seniors. Oh, this is another story. It's harder for seniors to focus if the thermostat is not set between 68 and 75, and relying on Ambien to fall asleep might keep your brain from repairing itself, and it would up your risk for Alzheimer's. Up your risk. In animal news, a study found humans feeding peanuts to squirrels makes their jaws weaker and their heads flatter. It's because peanuts are softer than what they normally eat. Also, stray dogs near Chernobyl are genetically different. But a study found radiation isn't causing it. They think they've just been cut off from other dogs for 40 years and they're starting to evolve differently. Yeah, interesting. But what about the bees?
Oh, no, not the bees!
No, not the bees!
Ah! Oh, no, my eyes!
They are?
Ah!
I'm sorry, Nick. Hello. In E.T. news, a poll of experts found most of them think aliens are out there. The poll of experts. The experts think aliens are out there. Somewhere. Very few think they're not. Over 86% of astrobiologists think that there is life on other planets. 12% stayed neutral and didn't answer. Just 2% of them think we're alone in the universe. And that's your nerd news this week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. All right. Coming up, we have sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. But something to place in your mouth hole is a Jersey Mike's sub.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, there are four NFL playoff games this weekend. So if you're a spouse looking to have some things done around the house, well, we've got some bad news.
Attention, all spouses. That honey-do list, it's going to have to wait. With four NFL playoff games this weekend, your better half will be glued to the couch, fully committed to their role as armchair quarterback.
Let's go!
Until then, embrace the chaos of chips, cheers, and questionable referee calls.
No!
Warning, NFL viewing may result in delayed chores, loud yelling, and accidental nacho spills. Please consult a professional if this behavior continues past Super Bowl Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Are you aware it is National Quitters Day? It's the day most people have already given up on their New Year's resolutions.
I
tried to make some resolutions. Well, you know, I'm never gonna get in shape. So why would I buy an expensive Peloton bike? I'd end up selling on eBay.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's just disappointing. Let's go to viral videos. A woman on TikTok went viral after she ordered five things from Instacart, ended up with a male shopper, and the guy got four of the five items wrong. Here are her demands to Instacart and DoorDash.
I am begging you to make an update on your app where I can request a female shopper. I put in an order for five items. One of these items is what I ordered. I ordered a half gallon of store brand milk. I got a quarter gallon of Tuscan. I ordered a chopped Caesar salad kit. I got the ultimate Caesar salad kit because you have to look slightly harder for the chopped Caesar salad kit, and a man would never. He would just pick the one he sees first. I ordered mozzarella pearls. I got a mozzarella log. I ordered garlic and herb Land O'Lakes spread. I got butter with canola oil. Great. This is annoying. I just think we should make it to where men cannot be shoppers for Instacart or DoorDash, but that would be discrimination. So, yeah.
Yeah. You get nothing and like it. A comedian in Richmond, Virginia, named Claire Wyckoff, didn't feel safe jogging at night, so she dresses up as a man, complete with a wig, a ball cap, guy's running shorts, tattooed sleeves, and a fake mustache. Here she is in character.
So here's what I do to run at night as a man.
Just like literally anything that a man has ever annoyed me with, I'm doing.
Your form's wrong. Wrong form. Miss, your form sucks. You need form help.
Heckle!
My time is slower. My confidence is greater. I have never felt better about myself.
So my New Year's resolution?
It's me, Chad, from University of Phoenix.
Is to be the danger.
Hey, yeah. Whoop, whoop. Catcall. Catcall, catcall.
Join me.
Jeez. All right. Let's see. Let's look at this. The Minnesota Ice Festival, or Minnesota Ice Festival, has been awarded a Guinness World Record for the largest ice maze. The maze comes in at 18,148.88 square feet. Here's one of the festival organizers talking about the festival and the record.
We're such an outdoor group, and, you know, we embrace the winter and we enjoy it. And so it was really cool to bring this record, you know, to Minnesota, and hopefully we'll break it again.
Yep, hopefully. Let's see. Do you remember, what is this? Okay, do you remember Bob Uecker, former Major League Baseball player who wasn't famous for playing baseball, but because of his funny personality? Well, he died yesterday after a battle with lung cancer. He was 90 years old. He appeared in all three Major League movies and the sitcom Mr. Belvedere. He also made a string of funny beer commercials in the 1980s. Here's the one where he shows up for a game only to find out that his seats are in the upper deck, but not before he delivers a classic line. Here, listen.
You know, one of the best things about being an ex-big leaguer is getting freebies to the game. Call the front office, bingo. And once these fans recognize me, I probably won't even have to pay for my light beer from Miller.
Down the clock!
I love them. Good seats, huh?
You're in the wrong shape, buddy. Come on.
Oh, I must be in the front row.
Come on.
Light beer from Miller. Everything you always wanted in a beer, and less.
He missed the tag! He missed the tag!
I must be in the front row. Let's see. Bob Uecker's funny appearance on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson led to his television commercial and sitcom work. Here's an example from 1971 when Johnny showed a baseball picture of Bob behind home plate after getting hit in the crotch by a ball. Ow!
You were a catcher.
Yes, I was. Chaser.
Chaser. That is you down here?
Yes, that's me. That's my hidden ball trick.
What happened in that particular?
Well, I'm sure you've heard the phrase, he had his bell rung.
Yes. And it's chimed for quite a while, doesn't it? Yes. Yes.
right. Yeah. And Johnny Carson was the best. Let's save that one for stupid criminals. I know it's not criminal, but we're going to save it. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Comedian Jim Gaffigan grew up in the Midwest. Here he is talking about their brutal winters.
We're always thrown by winter. We're never ready. Even in November, we're like, well, why is it getting cold? What is this, every year now? I love the Midwest, but really no one should live there. No, over half the year in the Midwest, it's just like... 150 years ago, someone was like, yeah, let's settle here. Let's settle down. You know, someone was like, if we go further west, it'll be really beautiful. No, I want my offspring to trick-or-treat in snow pants. In high school, I saw a photograph of Siberia where Stalin would send Russian prisoners. It looked exactly like my hometown. Is that my bike? I asked my dad, I was like, why do we live here? Why would you stay? He's like, well, you know, these severe winters, they really make you appreciate summer. So it's better because we get less of it? It was at that point that I realized he was an alcoholic.
God. All right, that's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle and go ahead, but firmly, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by United Way of Central Virginia. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in dot news. This is just sick. Two women who run a daycare in northern Georgia are facing charges for dosing kids with Benadryl so that they would go to sleep. Back in October, a parent noticed two kids were crankier than normal and acting lethargic. They were also sleeping a lot. So blood work was done. It turns out both kids had elevated levels of Benadryl and melatonin in their systems. So police got involved and found out the two women had been using the meds daily to get the kids down for a nap, and they had been doing it for a while. 51-year-old Stacy Young runs the business out of her home along with her 35-year-old daughter-in-law, Petiri Verbi Sunshine Ed Petiri. I can't pronounce that. But anyway, I guess we assume the P is silent. Tiri Virbi Sunshine Edge. Uh-huh. They are both facing reckless conduct charges. And then there's this. The MTA is trying to crack down on fare evasion in New York City in their subway system by using spikes on the turnstile handrails. Here's Governor Kathy Hochul talking about stopping fare evaders.
Installing even more barriers in 100 additional stations. Also, bright LED lighting in every station by the end of the year. And the shameless toll evaders, fare evaders, will finally be stopped with modernized gates.
Okay. A Southwest Airlines pilot was arrested at the Savannah Hilton Head International Airport for DUI. Here are two passengers talking about him getting taken off the plane.
My husband just kind of looked over and he goes, "That's odd. There's a police officer on the plane."
And when they walked out with the pilot, my first comment to her was, "He's drunk. His face was red. He looked like he'd been out or tired or just hadn't slept."
Wow. Good Lord. Is there another one? Oh, yeah. This isn't criminal, but we figured we'd do it here. A hillside home in California that survived the wildfire ended up getting split in half by a mudslide days later. Authorities believe the mudslide was created by the water runoff from putting out the fires. Man, here's private security officer Brian Kirkwood talking about the damage.
"This is devastating. Didn't realize it was this bad. Didn't see any of the news. Got out here, looked at it, and it didn't hit me until like, wow, you know, this is actually a big deal."
Homeowners are now hiring private security to deter looters. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there's so much stupidity. Police in London, there they are, saved a woman who called and pretended to order a pizza because she was in trouble and couldn't say so. Here is the call to the authorities.
"Hello, police. What's the emergency?"
"Pizza delivery."
"Pizza delivery? Do you require pizza delivery or do you require the police? If it's the police, say yes."
"Yes."
"Is the person that's scaring you at the property now?"
"Yes."
"No problem. Police are coming, okay? If he threatened to hurt you, tell me pepperoni. If he threatened to hurt the children, tell me cheese."
"Pepperoni."
"Okay, the police will be with you very, very shortly, okay?"
Wow. And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com. Yeah, what he said. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. So I want to show you something that I find to be interesting. Here, let's click on that graphic right there. Make that bigger. Okay, here we go. Join us. If you are in the Lynchburg and surrounding area, join us at Three Roads this Saturday night. Doors and sign up starts at 7 p.m. for emo night karaoke. You can sing on stage with the live band. That is tomorrow. Three Roads Brewing in downtown Lynchburg, 1300 Court Street. Doors at 7 o'clock. Now, the ticket and set list are available at emonightkaraoke.com, and you have to buy tickets. This is a ticketed event. It's one of the very very first and very few ticketed events that they that we'll ever have at Three Roads. Join us. Get your tickets now online. We'll link that up on this broadcast so that you can purchase tickets. Check out the set list. Your songs are first come, first serve. And there's, I mean, it's a lot of modern alternative and 90s and 2000 modern alternative and punk and just a lot of great stuff. So check out the set list and come on out and check us out for Emo Night Karaoke. Well, that is it. That is the program. See ya. Hopefully we'll see you on Saturday.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao!
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?